BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jeroboam's Sin.
As king of the northern tribe of Israel, Jeroboam said to his advisors, "The people keep going to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. Eventually, they'll decide their true loyalty is to the king from the line of David. They'll kill me and reunite with Judah." To solve this problem, he made two golden calves. He put one in the south at Bethel and the other in the north at Dan. He said to the people, "It's too hard to travel to Jerusalem several times a year. Here's your God who brought you out of Egypt." When he was at Bethel sacrificing to his new idol, a young man of God from Judah walked up to him as he was standing by the altar. The prophet yelled, "Altar! Altar! A king will be born in Judah named Josiah. At this altar he'll sacrifice the priest who burnt incense on it." The young man then turned to the people. "The Lord gave me a sign that these things will happen. This altar will rip apart and ashes will spill onto the ground." King Jeroboam got angry and pointed at the prophet, "Grab that man!" As soon as he said those words, the hand he had stretched out froze into position and he couldn't pull it back. Suddenly the altar ripped apart and the ashes spilled to the ground. With this, the king begged the man of God, "Please, pray to the Lord and ask him to restore my hand back to me." So the young man prayed, and Jeroboam's hand returned to the way it was before. The king said, "Come with me to the palace and eat something, and then I'll give you a gift." The young prophet said, "The Lord said I am not to eat or drink anything while I'm here. I'm to go back to Judah a different way from how I came." With that, he walked away. There was an old prophet living at Bethel. His sons told him about the young man of God from Judah. The old prophet then rode his donkey down the road until he found the man of God sitting under an oak tree. He lied to the young man and convinced him to go with him and eat a meal. While they were sitting at the table, the Lord spoke through the old prophet, saying, "You rebelled against my command. I told you not to eat or drink anything at this place. Because you disobeyed me, you'll die and you won't be buried in your family's grave." As he was going home, a lion jumped on the young man and killed him. His body fell to the ground, but the donkey didn't run away. He simply stood by the body of the young prophet. The lion stood on the other side. When the old prophet heard about this, he went and found the body. The lion was still standing next to it, as well as the donkey. Yet the lion hadn't eaten the corpse, nor attacked the donkey. The old man took the body back home and buried it in his own grave. He told his sons, "When I die, bury me where this young man is buried. Put my bones beside his bones." He spoke God's words against these idols and Israel's sin. Everything he said will come true.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.